Hello. If this is your first Native American flute, you're getting ready to set off on a really amazing adventure. This instrument is easy to play. It's meditative, it's therapeutic, it's a sharing that you have with other people. It's a door that opens up into a world of music and creativity, and they're easy to take care of. They're almost indestructible. The wood doesn't make a big difference in the sound. I would choose a flute that you feel attracted to, the visual, the picture. If it's purple, get a purple heart flute. If it's a cherry, that wonderful tan that deepens into a mahogany brown with years. If it's a more elaborate flute, like a Craftsman flute, that gives you a little thrill when you pick it up, because the design, the beauty, the workmanship, the grain of the wood, gives you a little thrill, and other people can join in that as well. The key is more of a psychological situation than a physical one. By that I mean that just about anybody with normal hands can play any of these keys up into the E. It's not a big deal, but the learning curve is steeper the bigger the flute. The lower the key, the finger holes are farther apart, and there's a little more time involved. But that provides a psychological opportunity for you to overcome whatever little, oh my God, I can't do this, that comes up in you as a consequence of negative childhood learning experiences. If you have a lot of trauma that has surfaced in other contexts and the learning that you've been involved in, then you might want to go with an A or a G, because you can cover those holes very easily without having to put your fingers in positions which they're not used to taking, and you'll be getting positive feedback almost immediately, which is very necessary for us all, but especially so for some people. So, and if you have any questions, after you've gone through the material on this website, give me a call and we'll talk about what is going to best fulfill your musical experience.